Very warm welcome to everybody back to another Just Play podcast with myself, Andy Aiken, and joined by the man, the myth, the legend, our director and brilliant person in general, Ryan Trickey. Ryan, how are you?
Very good, and what an introduction.
I just feel like we're just trying to trump each other, so I look forward to my next one. So, how have you been?
Yeah, no, very good, thanks. Yeah, enjoying the weather, the tennis, sport in general, actually. I think it's been great.
Sport in general. Yeah, it's been a good summer for sport, I would say. I think the weather has certainly helped with that. And as probably I look outside, I don't know about you, had rain today. Had lots of rain today, so it's not been good.
There's been
Anyway,
dew, has been dew.
it has, yeah. Well, we probably could have done with this like in late June, and then everything would have been very nice and green and everyone would have loved it even more. But anyway, title of the pod today is about tennis elbow. So a bit of a quirky one. I guess we're speaking about injuries in general, but I think the one that a lot of people will associate is the one that has tennis in it is tennis elbow. So I think possibly what I'll do to start with, if that's okay, Ryan, is obviously speak about, well, is it a myth? Does it exist? How does it sort of come about? And then I guess for you, maybe to explain the pain that people feel in that elbow, and I guess sort of, preventative measures, etc. So tennis elbow, lo and behold, would you believe it's in the elbow? I think probably best people to speak to with regards to actually where tennis elbow is in is probably your physio. So it's generally, I'm going to get this potentially wrong, so Ryan might pipe up and controversially change my opinion. Tennis elbow, I believe, is actually on the top of your elbow, whereas golfers is on the inside of your elbow. Now, there's a bit of a myth whether actually tennis players get tennis elbow or whether they get golfer's elbow, and I think that probably comes back to, and maybe Ryan will allude to, a little bit of technique and things like that, and actually where the pain originates from. And you'll probably see at your local tennis club, you won't see it with the pros generally, is people wear a strap just above their elbow. And it's, as I believe it is, again, most straps that I see is there is pressing on a point. Essentially, you are putting a strap around your arm, you put it just below, probably where the start of your bicep hits the bone. And it's sort of just, yeah, just goes onto a bit of a pressure point, to alleviate a little bit of a bit of a pain. So yeah, it's just trying to make sure that it, I guess, prevents any more wear and tear. But for me, it is technique. But you could argue, is it overuse of bad technique? Is it actually you have good technique and you're just playing 20 hours a day out of the 24 and it just starts to hurt? So yeah, what are your thoughts on it, Ryan?
Well, I think it's definitely the most common injury, I think, most likely in tennis, hence its name. And I suppose when we're talking about it, it is a repetitive strain injury, isn't it? So, like you say, you have things that go around to prevent it, to, I suppose, just stop the sprain, and control the joint a little bit more. So, your repetitive strains don't happen necessarily on that one particular day. It can potentially happen 10,000 times that you've done hitting a ball, and it's just that one time it's decided to go. So it's not maybe that hour-long session that you've just had that's suddenly gone. You might have exasperated it by, a serve or like forehand, and obviously there's certain movements that maybe trigger tennis elbow more so. You mentioned about obviously the golfers and tennis elbow. I think it's mainly the techniques in the sports that draw those injuries, which is maybe where they've got their name. But you could be, using your shears in your garden, for example, or overholding a weight in a gym and doing exactly the same kind of strain to your elbow. So it is very, very common. And I suppose with tennis players, because you're holding a racket all the time versus other sports, you are constantly pinching your forearm. Sometimes if, like we say, Andy's touched on it about technique, if you're over using that, over tightening your grip, for example, or your grip's too small or too big, that is can be a common concern for or a lead to getting tennis elbow. It's been around for a long time. There's the pain, obviously, you mentioned a bit earlier. I mean, I have had it once, maybe twice, and it is excruciating pain. It is kind of you almost can't squeeze your fist together. It's that much pain. And the ways that the means people say of trying to fix it is most commonly rest and obviously ice and heat, just to try and strengthen, well, not strengthen, to let it rest and obviously to, let the muscle kind of recuperate from all the exertion it's been under. So, yeah, hopefully that kind of gives you a little bit of a bit of a brief.
Yeah, no, I think that's good, and yeah, I think you've pretty much touched on everything there. I think certainly it is, yeah, super painful. I've had it once myself as well, and I thought I had it fairly mild, to be fair. But I think getting rid of it is always the tricky bit. And I think that's probably my sort of next query slash question to you and people listening. Once you've got tennis elbow, is there, I guess I'm referring to sort of the racket and the strings a little bit here to yourself. There are going to be tennis players that are like, oh, well, I've been asked to rest for 3 months. I really can't do that. Can I still play tennis? But can I modify something? I guess what would be your take on sort of modifying the weight of a racket? It seems very drastic, or customizing the strings in the racket.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a lighter racket, I would probably say that potentially is going to be a better one. I think first of all, got to manage your goals as well, because when you get tennis elbow and that sprain and strain is there and it's pain, it mentally will affect you because you're going to be out of the game and you want to be playing, right? So, I think you've got to be honest with yourself a little bit and obviously seek like your coach's advice and kind of say, look, are you over tightening your grip? Are you holding it like an umbrella, or are you holding it like a 10 kilo weight? And if you are, then obviously try and play tennis, because I think you can actually get, you can lose the tennis elbow if it's mild, if, like you say, your technique is better. So loosening the grip, for example, might be a great start. But in terms of equipment, lighter racket, I would potentially say, just because you're not having to put so much force through it. And then string makeup, we've talked about it in other podcasts. So if you want to go and have a little check out of that, then please do. But I would say, if you've got a synthetic gut, which is a very soft string, then, and obviously maybe a lighter tension, for example, you're going to get a bit more power. So you don't have to exert so much effort into your game, and you still get a ball over the net and still get to play the game. You've just got to dub your expectations down of what your game may look like, so to speak, would be my advice. I don't know if you want to add to that.
Yeah, no, I think that's it. I mean, you're looking at certainly softer strings, much lower tension. Yeah, the tricky bit with rackets is certainly, I've certainly seen with like club level match players, it's tricky for you to recommend like a lighter racket. I've seen more recently, a gentleman buy a pro staff, like our equivalent of like a men's DE team. I think pro staff is one of the stiffest rackets. Now, my worry for him is in the long term, actually, he's going to use that racket, like it, but is going to get bad, potentially bad tennis elbow from it. Now, I don't want to detract him from using that racket. He may love it, but that's where strings, I think, probably really come into it. And that's probably always my first recommendation is, right, we can have a go at your strings. If they don't seem to really help, then I think it's then a case of actually you're going to have to probably just, potentially look at another racket. I might source that and let them borrow it for a certain period of time. Yeah, it's a real tricky one because people essentially want to still continue to play. And like you say, these kind of injuries can be from the gym or cutting a hedge or hoovering your house, for example. There are so many different ways of it, and I know it has the tennis elbow tattooed on it, but it could come from anywhere. So that is the tough bit of it. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's so many different ways, and I think people probably look at, well, pros don't get tennis elbow. So again, that's probably where you and I will always emphasize, well, the reason why they don't do that is They are using more of their biomechanics, that their lag in the racket, they're throwing a little bit more of their right or left side, depending on their right or left-handed, into the ball a little bit more, rather than tennis elbows, very much a player probably really forcing their hands to contact, and it's got that hinge joint with the elbow sort of really then taking the impact. So I guess we'll always sort of stress, maybe coming for a one-to-one lesson and going, look, this is what we advise in terms of changing your technique, trying to get a little bit more of your shoulder, or primarily just actually thinking for the short term, changing technique, get your shoulder a little bit more used. I don't know whether you'd like to add or a different take on that at all.
Yeah, no, I was just gonna, yeah, just jump in and sort of say, I suppose the best thing and the best preventative is just to go to your coach. I know obviously you can go to doctors and places like that, and just speak to them about, because most of the time I'm sure your coach would have seen you on court, seen you play, will have an idea from just observations of your game, whether there is sort of technical issues in your game. As you quite rightly said, obviously most of your power these days is supplied by the body, and I think one of the major factors of getting tennis elbow is overuse of either like you said, a stiff wrist, or over flexing the wrist as well. So for example, you hear pronation in serving all the time, but when you're kind of really snapping that wrist down too hard and maybe not using the body behind the ball, that might be, an example of you potentially overusing your forearm when it doesn't necessarily need to be happening. So building on rhythm and timing in your game is probably quite important. I think we've touched base on it mainly, really, on the things that you need to do. But as I suppose a concluding factor is just go and see your coach, show him your racket. If you haven't had a lesson in a long time, I know that, sometimes the game gets called a bit of an expensive game, but obviously these guys are professionals. They are, they've done the game a long time, they've played the game a long time, they've had the experience of playing it, and they know what they're talking about. So as a first kind of protocol before you go to the doctors, go and see your coach, hand them your racket, tell them when you've had your last restring, what you're, they'll be able to hopefully tell you what that makeup is looking like, and obviously show the racket. And as you say, you might like the racket, but maybe just changing up the string pattern or string tension, string material. That will definitely be some way towards hopefully alleviating a little bit of pain. And maybe I have seen it in certain circumstances where people have done that, and actually the tennis elbow has not come back. Obviously sometimes people are prone to different things that they do in life, as we say, gardening, all that sort of stuff. And it's just that time where it's pain. So see your tennis coach that before you then maybe go and see your doctor. Doctors are busy enough already. I suppose, would you, going back to you, what would you say, like, that you know of treatments that are currently out there for, apart from we've mentioned about the kind of the brace on your elbow, anything else?
I mean, it's probably going to be classic ice rests, bit of heat. I think that the ice is always going to be, as you and I are probably condoning, and anybody sort of after you've played, you're just trying to get any swelling out if it is sore after. But we, heat is going to amplify those red blood cells to the recovery area and certainly try and recover it. So look, I think if I ever had tennis elbow again, obviously being in the industry, it's going to be very much me probably having a racket in my hand as minimal time as possible. There's going to be times where I have to hit in, but can I hand feed? Can I maybe make it a little bit more liable from a coach's point of view? But if I am having to hit in a session, it is very much just actually might look very strange, but just me almost like feeling like I'm turning on a pedestal and just turning my body and trying not to use my elbow at all, and all the impact goes into my shoulder and your pectoral and deltoids, etc. So yeah, it's a real niggly injury. Rest is probably the best thing, but I appreciate you rest, it comes back, but I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think you've got to rest first, go actually right, it's nearly there, I go and see a coach. Because I think physios are good, but I don't think they're really, they're a short-term fix really for a tennis elbow. I think they'll make it feel better. They'll say about strengthening it. They might say, about strengthening the muscles in your forearm or your elbow, potentially your shoulder. They might even say a little bit of your core as well. So there might be a lot linked in with it. So yeah, it's an interesting topic, certainly.
And just to jump in, obviously we've said about the rest, and let's say it doesn't go away. The doctor's kind of side of things, normally what you'll probably end up having is you can, I think, potentially have acupuncture, but that might, don't quote me on that, but certainly you hear, doctors have got a pathway that they've got to follow before they do anything else, right? So obviously rest is the first bit, then you might have possibly massage in your forearm, and then it might be after that the first point might be going down to like a cortisone injection, which is to try and sort of lubricate the joint, trying to ease off the joint. And but that's, like we say, it is a short-term fix. It can, in that short term, if you can get your technique sorted, and whatever you're doing, your strengthening of your arm, your biceps, your body, that will obviously definitely help. And I think the second option as well is the second option with to that would be a second cortisone injection. And then I think after that, I don't think there's much else they can do. So it is one of those wear and tear items that you just want to try and not, you don't want to ever visit. And if you do visit it, kind of deal with it there and then, rather than kind of playing through it.
Yeah, because it won't go away. You're probably going to make it worse. So, anyway, Ryan, absolute pleasure. Bit of a different pod talking about an injury. Seems like a negative thing, but hopefully it was a bit of a positive thing, and we've now solved everybody's tennis elbows that were listening.
Absolutely. Yeah, I hope you all enjoyed it.
Certainly did, certainly did. Until next time, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Show me love.